Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about their children's spiritual curiosity, and I want to talk with you about something that might be weighing on your heart. Maybe your little one used to ask the most wonderful big questions. Questions like, why are we here? What happens when we dream? Where do thoughts come from? And lately, it seems like they're brushing those questions aside, or maybe they're not asking them at all anymore. And you're wondering, is this normal? Should I be concerned? First, let me tell you something important. Take a deep breath with me. You are doing beautifully. Your awareness of your child's spiritual development shows how deeply you care, and that matters so much. Now, here's what the magic book taught me, and what research from child development experts confirms. When children around ages 5 and 6 seem to dismiss big questions about meaning and purpose, they're not actually losing their spiritual sensitivity. They're learning how to hold those questions. They're beautiful. Growing minds are developing new ways of processing wonder, and sometimes that looks like stepping back from the questions while they build the capacity to explore them more deeply. According to research from Mashhad University of Medical Sciences, spiritual sensitivity is the child's ability to be spiritually aware of what is happening both outside and within themselves. And here's the wonderful part. Children have an innate capacity for spiritual experiences that is essential for healthy development. This capacity doesn't disappear. It transforms and deepens as they grow. Think of it like this. When your child was younger, they might have asked those big questions with wide-eyed wonder, expecting immediate answers. Now, as their cognitive abilities develop, they're beginning to understand that some questions don't have simple answers. And that can feel overwhelming. So sometimes, they set those questions aside while they develop the emotional and intellectual tools to explore them more fully. Parenting experts emphasize something beautiful. When children ask big philosophical questions, adults should feel less pressure to be the experts and instead wonder together with their children. Listening when kids ask questions is more important than having perfect answers. Simple explanations may not be what the child needs. Wondering together builds connection. Deborah Farmer Crease, who studies wonder and awe in children, notes that cultivating wonder helps children build inner awareness, trust, and connection while supporting their learning and emotional regulation. The research consensus is clear. Children's spiritual and philosophical questioning represents healthy development, and parents who respond with openness and curiosity rather than dismissal foster their child's capacity for meaning-making and resilience. So what can you do to nurture your child's spiritual curiosity, even when they seem to be dismissing those big questions? First, create space for wonder in everyday moments. You don't need to have deep philosophical conversations. Simply pause together to notice the beauty around you, the way sunlight filters through leaves, the mystery of how a seed becomes a flower, the magic of dreams. These small moments of shared wonder keep that spiritual sensitivity alive and growing. Second, honor silence and reflection. Sometimes children need quiet time to process their big questions internally. They're not dismissing the questions. They're learning to sit with mystery, which is actually a very advanced spiritual practice. When your child seems quiet or thoughtful, resist the urge to fill that space with chatter. Let them know that wondering silently is just as valuable as asking questions out loud. Third, share your own sense of wonder. When you encounter something that fills you with awe, share that feeling with your child. Not in a teaching way, but in a genuine, I'm amazed by this way. Your authentic wonder gives them permission to feel their own. Fourth, validate all their questions, even the ones that seem silly or simple. Every question is a doorway to deeper understanding. When your child asks why the sky is blue, you can share the science and the wonder. Yes, it's about light scattering, and isn't it amazing that our world is painted in such beautiful colors? And here's where I want to tell you about a story that might help. In the Book of Inara, we have a beautiful tale called Your Dreams Hold Magic. It's about two friends, Kenji and Miva, who discover a cosmic realm where dreams become visible as aurora streams. With Grandmother Emiko's wisdom, they learn that dreams guide them toward their true purpose. This story is so special because it validates that wondering about meaning and purpose is how our souls communicate wisdom to us. When you read this story with your child, You're giving them a gentle framework to understand that their big questions aren't something to dismiss. They're sacred messages from their growing awareness. After reading this story, you can talk with your child about their own dreams and big questions, not in a heavy, serious way, but with curiosity and openness. You might say something like, "I wonder what your dreams are trying to tell you," or, "I love how you think about big questions. Your wondering mind is such a gift." The story shows that different people approach meaning-making in different ways. Kenji is methodical and thoughtful. Miva is intuitive and feeling-oriented. Both approaches are beautiful and valid. This helps children understand that there's no one right way to explore spiritual questions. Remember, my wonderful friend, your child's spiritual development is not a straight line. It's more like a spiral. They circle back to the same big questions again and again, each time with deeper understanding. What looks like dismissal might actually be integration. They're taking those questions inward, letting them settle into their hearts, preparing for the next level of exploration. Research shows that spirituality helps children reach high levels of cognitive, moral, and emotional development. It strongly affects attitudes, values, and behaviors. When you nurture your child's capacity for wonder, you're not just supporting their spiritual growth. You're supporting their whole development as a human being. So tonight, or tomorrow, or whenever feels right, try this. Sit with your child under the stars, or by a window, or in a cozy corner, and simply wonder together. You don't need to have answers. You don't need to teach. Just be present with the mystery. Let your child know that big questions are welcome, and so is silence. So is not knowing. So is changing your mind about what you believe. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, holding space for your family's unique spiritual journey. You're doing such beautiful work, nurturing your child's wonder and meaning-making. Trust the process. Trust your child's innate wisdom. And trust yourself. With love and starlight, Inara.